Hey guys, sorry I haven't done any podcasts lately besides publish those call-ins that, you know, I got. If you guys have any questions about them, yeah, they were pretty fucked up. And to be honest, yeah, I did know who sent them, and it was really fucked up, I mean, for no reason. And, like, in all honesty, I never did anything to his friends, to deserve that kind of behavior. Do I condone it? No. Do I think it's okay? No. Did he apologize about it? Yeah, but in all honesty, it did kind of ruin my weekend, and my feelings were hurt, and then, you know, I had called out a said person and had said, you know, it's kind of fucked up, wasn't called for, all this other bullshit. But mind you, I never said, like, I wanted that person out of my life. I guess normal people would be like, fuck you, you suck, your friends suck, their house smells like dog piss, whatever. But, I was like, no, I just, you know, thought it was fucked up and I didn't deserve it and things are going really well. For once, for a while. So, you know, I am generally an optimistic person. I'm generally, you know, a more or less even-tempered person. I know you guys heard some of my other rants, like, on my other podcast. And, you know, I don't usually try to act, like, really dramatic, or blow things out of proportion, but sometimes I get pushed over the edge. And you guys, like, know, like, I'm kind of psycho. Like, I am totally mentally imbalanced. I'm not, like, bipolar, per se, where I need to be medicated. But, you know, I'm not, like, the most mentally well person. And, you know, for me, usually having such a sweet demeanor, I occasionally get fed up with stuff, especially, you know, if it was really random, really random. And then I got told a whole bunch of shit I didn't necessarily need to hear because it wasn't stuff like I didn't already know per se, but not to say it didn't, like, hurt my feelings. And it did. And so therefore yesterday was a total shit show. And, like, you know, I hope things turn out better for me and that person eventually, that, you know, maybe we become real fucking friends, better fucking to each other, especially when, you know, things are going really well and it's obviously possible for things to go well. And, you know, just because, like, you're fucking somebody and, like, you start to hang out with them, it doesn't mean you're fucking dating. I know relationships these days are, like, really, like, can get confusing and or, you know, a trip. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, if you've been fucking somebody for years and, like, you know, they know, like, you never take them out on dates and stuff, just because you guys would try to become better friends doesn't mean that the other person would be like, oh my god, we're totally dating now. No, it doesn't mean you're totally dating now. It just means, like, maybe you're finally getting treated like you get treated with all your other friends. Like, you know, on technicality, me and my friends go on dates all the time. We go to the movies. We hang out. We do this. But that's not my fuck buddy. That's not who I'm fucking. That's just, like, my bitch. That's my friend. That's, you know, my homegirl. You know, even with guys, like, just if I go to the movies with them doesn't mean, like, oh my god, we're dating. No. It just called, we're being real fucking friends to each other. We're having a real friendship. And guess what? In friendships, your parents know each other. Your parents know your friend. You come over, you bake cookies together, you do whatever. And, you know, I understand the whole point of it gets complicated when you fuck that person. But, like, you know, if someone matters to you, if someone's important to you in your life, then, you know, you shouldn't be afraid to get closer to them because you think that person's going to think, oh my god, we're dating. No, oh my god, we went to the movies, like, once together. Big fucking deal. Look, it was fine. I didn't say that happened, but I'm just saying if it did happen, you know, doesn't mean that person's going to be like, oh my god, we're fucking dating and we're getting married, like, tomorrow. No, it means, oh my god, look, we're acting like real fucking friends, because real friends do that. I'm like, real friends go out. They don't just, like, hang out and fuck, because then that's your fuck buddy. That's not your friend. And if you want to be friends with someone who is your fuck buddy, then I don't know. I'm not saying they can't, like, be friends with somebody and fuck them. You could. It gets a little bit in the grayer area, but starting to be real friends with that person you're fucking doesn't mean instantly dating. Sometimes, yeah. But otherwise, in this case, in what I'm talking about, no. No, I wouldn't. I think it's just kind of sad when somebody has that kind of mindset that, like, oh my god, we can't, like, hang out and do normal people things because she's gonna think I'm her boyfriend. No. In retrospect, that's dumb. Sometimes girls just want to be like, oh, like, I want your dick, but, like, let's go to the movies in a non-dating way because I like hanging out with you. It's not a fucking crime to like your dick and your personality at the same time. Granted, yeah, maybe sometimes I like this person. Sometimes I honestly hate them. But once again, you know, it's a kind of, it's, you could say it's complicated. It's not really complicated. And, you know, I got told things yesterday that were beyond, like, once again, if I'd specified that one doesn't need to rub salt in my wounds, I'm not kidding. Like, when I say, example, I know I'm just sex, then I've told you that before. And if one knows they're just sex, and if you guys just happen to go movies together, it's not like, oh my god, we're dating. No, 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 no. But some people think otherwise, and some people think, like, oh my god, it's impossible to go to the movies with this chick and, like, hang out with her and fuck her and, like, not date her. No, I guess on technicality, that's called a situationship, you know, which, aka, kind of relationship without the title. But it can be fine just as, you know, nothing. You guys can just be, quote-unquote, friends with benefits. And I'm just saying, friends sometimes fuck each other. I don't usually fuck any of my friends, like, ever. And also, most of my guy friends are gay. And the girlfriends I do have are not lesbians, and I'm not a lesbian. So, you know, there you go. There's my fucking current standing on fucking issues, on that, on, you know, undeserved mean actions I don't deserve, how I personally feel. But yeah, I do agree, if, like, you did listen to it, you guys, which has gotten a lot of listens, unfortunately, you can say that's really fucking harsh, and that most people would be like, well, yeah, fuck you, buddy, I never want to talk to you again. I'm just a dumb bitch for this person. Like, I like them. You could say, maybe sometimes, I love them, but I love them as a person, as a friend. I mean, as a person, they're, like, really shitty sometimes, really mean, really uncalled for, really just a shitty person. But for the other things, that when that person's not being, like, a really shitty person, I'm like, I like you because you're weird. I like you because you're different. I like you because you make me feel not so much of an outcast when you're not fucking making fun of me with your fucking friends behind my back. And then, you know, acting like we're not cool when we're together. Yeah, that's the fucked up part. And, you know, things have been a lot worse between us. Things have whatever. But, you know, sometimes I, as a person, can only take so much and get pushed over the edge and then end up acting like, you know, a soap opera drama queen. And, you know, things happen. And, you know, I'm not saying, like, oh, we'll never be friends again. Fuck that. I'm like, I'd like to be friends when someone can be, like, real friends. And, you know, that doesn't mean no sex. Like, we can still fuck. Like, you know, I'm the type of person who, unfortunately, I really like fucking this person. I like having sex with them. It's, like, some of my top fucking sex. One of my best lovers, one of the lovers I care about the most, one of the lovers I like to consecutively have sex with, one of the ones I like to see, one of the ones who's like a comfort to me. He's not just like any kind of fuck buddy. And I guess that's where in his mind it's uncomfortable, because I'm like, well, you're not just any fuck buddy, you're not just some stranger. You're a stranger in the sense that, ooh, I don't know, like, I know his favorite colors, I know his movies, I know books he reads. I know a lot more shit about him than he does about me. Fucked up, whatever. But, you know, once again, I like fucking this person, and, like, it's unfair as a double standard for me to have to say no. Because I'm like, I don't want to say no to this person. I don't want to not see them and fuck them. And even if I'm not ever their girlfriend, I'm not ever, like, their best fucking friend, doesn't mean, like, I don't want to hang out with them, hear how their day was, and also get laid. Granted, I am a girl, and yes, I could get dick anywhere. I could talk to 50 billion guys. I could be a total whore about it. I could, but I just don't feel like it anymore. I mean, I guess, you know, like, I have no choice but to, like, you know, go fucking find guys who want to talk to me. But on a personal kind of I've been trying level, but sometimes it gets hard. I've been trying to, like, you know, better myself and work on myself. And, you know, it was nice that I was trying to do that and have sex with somebody I like. Like, that was cool because, you know, like, I like doing it. I like it when it's awesome, and I like it when it's somebody I like. Blame me for that, but, you know, that's a thing. But, you know, I'm not, like, the type of girl who has to have a boyfriend. I never have boyfriends. Honestly, I don't. I never am somebody's girlfriend. And that's fine for me. Because I'm like, my life isn't a fucking wreck. It's a shipwreck. I'm just like, nothing is together. My life is not together. I'm not where the fuck I wanted to be. I'm not anywhere near my goals. I'm, like, heavy right now. So, yeah, I'm not, like, even ready to be somebody's fucking girlfriend. I'm not, like, gonna be your best fucking call for a fucking girlfriend. But it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt when someone says, like, you will never do this. You will never do that. You will never mean something to me. Like, yeah, so when somebody says that to you, you, like, yeah, it kind of upsets you, kind of knocks your feelings around, even though it's not like shit you didn't know. But, like, once again, salt in the wounds, they're already open. You're gonna cause a fucking infection. You don't need to put more salt in it. It already hurts. I got stung on the beach on Sunday. Yeah, like, the bee sting is still there. Well, I mean, not the actual, you know, stinger, but, like, it still hurts, and all the other shit, it's still not gone, and it's still fucking red, and it's hard. I'm probably dying. Honestly, and that's the other thing. I honestly think fucking 90% of the time, I'm legit just gonna die early. So, on one hand, I don't give a fuck if I get to my goals. I'm just like, I don't really care. I don't need to be somebody's fucking girlfriend to have value. I don't need to be somebody's fucking girlfriend to be friends with them. I don't need to be somebody's fucking girlfriend to have sex with them, meaningful sex with them. You know, I just don't like when people make fun of me. When it's, like, stuff I can't control, you know, like, it's not my fault. So, yeah, that's just, like, an update for you guys, just, in case you were curious about, like, all of that. So, I'm gonna sign out and eat before I have to go to work. So, deuces, you guys. And just, like, one more thing. I definitely know sometimes fucking people without a title makes you seem like you don't know what the fuck you're doing, but sometimes, you know, you really just enjoy it, you really just like them in general, you really just like fucking them, and seeing them, and hugging them, and holding hands, and sometimes, in your mind, on your end, you're like, I don't need a fucking title. Like, yeah, it'd be cool, but, like, I don't give a fuck. It's been a long ass time. I know, like, I'm possibly never ever gonna get that. I'm possibly never ever gonna be given the chances I deserve. I'm possibly never ever gonna get that. And yeah, you know, some guys, like, will look upon you for, like, fucking without a title, but guess what? As a girl, I'm fucking entitled to whatever the fuck I want. And if I wanna fuck a boy I've known for 5 fucking years without a fucking title, that's my fucking business. And, like, you know, granted, yeah, you know, it's fine
But it's just not cool when I get made fun of it. Because like I said before I was ending my other thing, it's not something I can control. It's all his end. It's not my end. It's his end. If I had things my way, this kid, I would have given him like a real chance a long time ago. Things would have, you know, at least had a trial. And then, you know, if we had actually fucking dated and been like, I hate you. You're actually like boring me to tears. Then I would have been like, oh, fucking K. But that's not the case. It'll never be the case because I will never be able to get the opportunity to like learn more, to explore more with said person. Because, you know, even trying to be friends with them is a complicated matter. It's not complicated matter on my end. But, it is on his end because, you know, in his mind, because he fucks me, we can't be friends. And I'm like, no, we can be friends. We can do what friends do. We can hang out. We can go pick pumpkins together. We can go on a fucking walk together. We can do things because I do those with my fucking friends. I'm like, you're just somebody I possibly like fucking too. Like, big fucking deal. Big fucking whoop. And like, you know, in Ryan's case too, yeah, I fucked him without a fucking title. That was like a fucking situationship, but that, once again, was not my fucking problem, and it wasn't a big deal because nobody made fun of me for it. I wasn't getting made fun of it for it, you know, and so that's like a thing. But I'm just saying, guys, like, girls, whatever, like, you know, just because people fuck you that title doesn't mean they're any less valuable. You know, it doesn't make them, like, a mega fucking hoe or something. Especially if you're the only one they have been seeing for, like, over a year and a fucking half. Like, just, like, literally just them. And you know they have the option to see anybody, like, fuck they please and or could get dick really easily. Then, you know, I don't think it's right to be like, oh, she's such a hoe. It's like, oh, I'm such a hoe, but it's only been your dick and only you, and that's it, and that's all, and girl's been on really good behavior, and she worked at a swingers club, so that should say a lot, and you know, like, in all honesty, you know, I've always been like, I really like this person, so, you know, like, I'm not really talking to anybody right now, because I like them, and, you know, I respect them, and I just would have liked to get closer, like, real closer, not like, oh, we're like a fake friends and we hug when we see each other like once a year. No, it's some bullshit, but yeah, it's really dumb, and you can just call me a dumb bitch all you guys want, but like, that's, I just don't think that's cool. Those are my personal feelings, my personal thought. A mon avis, you know, a mon avis, c'est la vie. Yeah, I can talk French too, big fucking whoop. I took 3 years, you guys. Not really by choice, but, you know, that's how it be and that's how it go. And you know what? You really don't have to have a title to be fucking respected. You don't. I don't. Especially when it's been that fucking long. You don't. It's no. It's fucked up. And once again, like, you know, in my personal opinion, not having title doesn't make you any less important. It shouldn't matter what the fuck other people think of you guys. It should just matter what you guys think of each other. So, you know, if you guys are cool, like, fucking each other for, like, on and off 5 fucking years and without a title, and you guys are fine with it, and you're happy when you guys hang out, and you fuck, and you do all that, then that's your fucking business. It shouldn't be, like, on your friends to fucking make fun of you because one other person doesn't have the fucking title. No, that's fucked up. It's hurtful. Yeah, but, you know, it just, like, it's really dumb shit that bothers me. But, you know, my friends say that's, like, not really dumb, and that, like, I have every right to be, like, upset and sad and, you know, feel upset about it. I usually try to block out feelings. I don't like to talk about my feelings. I'd much rather act like a guy before, like, they all start getting, like, sensitive and shit. I'd much rather act like a bro and be like, yo, bro, my feelings aren't hurt. Yeah, man, I'm cool, bro. I have no fucking feelings. I'm a fucking robot. I feel nothing. Nothing hurts my feelings. Nothing upsets me. I'm just, like, so glitter and bubblegum, and nothing fucking upsets me. So that's usually how I prefer to act. Because then nobody can be like, oh my god, her feelings are hurt. Oh my god, she's such a bitch. Oh my god. I'm like, no, I have no feelings, you can't hurt me, right? Technically, that's really mentally unhealthy, but, like, that's usually where I prefer to do it, where it's, like, you know, kept really, really, really under wraps until, like, I just get pushed over the edge, and then shit happens, and that's what the fuck happened yesterday. Everything was fine, under, and then pushed over. So, in case anybody needed anything or just wanted to listen, that's what's up.